Good afternoon. We've had a couple of good mornings, and I think that's understandable. It would seem like morning, but it's actually afternoon. I'm still in the unique position that I'm preaching to a group of pews in the morning and people in the afternoon, and I'm glad and thankful. I certainly prefer this. Good to see each and every one of you, and I'm thankful that you're here. Unfortunately, we are having trouble today with our PowerPoint system, but I encourage you to take your Bibles and follow along carefully with us in our study this afternoon. And the title of my lesson is, Every Sunday is Memorial Day. You know, this is obviously a holiday weekend for us as a nation, and a time where we look back on the brave sacrifices of so many through the years that have given us the freedoms that we enjoy, and we certainly should look back in memory of those sacrifices that have been made. But as we have already sung and thought about this morning in our observance of the Lord's Supper, every time that we come together on the first day of the week, it is a day of remembrance and memorial for the greatest sacrifice of all that was made on behalf of mankind. And that being, of course, our Savior and His going to the cross on our behalf. And so I want to talk with you for a few moments this afternoon about three things that we need to remember. And it certainly is not an all-inclusive list for us as children of God, but I think it is three good and simple things for us to bring to mind and to keep in mind on this Memorial Day. And I begin by saying that we need to remember are our Creator. Remember that we are created, that we did not come into existence by accident or without design and planning and without a great and loving and benevolent God. And actually, we are told to remember our Creator and not to wait till we're old. But in Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 1, that very familiar verse says, "Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the years draw near, when you say, I have no pleasure in them." So again, we need to regularly reflect on the fact that we are here as a result of a God that loved us and made us. And that should change our whole perspective as to what our life is all about. If there is no God, think of the difference. Then what do we live for? Then what is the purpose of life? And what is the meaning of death without a Creator and a designer? It completely changes our meaning and purpose for life and gives us great purpose in life. And so the word for remember in the original, the Hebrew, is the word zakar, and it means to remember, mention, be mindful, recount, or bring to remembrance. Think on. And each and every day it would be great for us to reflect on the fact that we're here because we are a product of God. We are made by an almighty and powerful God. And not only made by God, but made unlike anything else that He made or created. That we are made in the image of this God. This is how much He loved us. And we need to remember who we are, that we are one made in the very image of God, unlike any other part of the creation of God. When you go over to the Psalms, to Psalm 100, and reading there in the third verse, if you've got your Bibles, turn there and note what the psalmist says in verse 3. "Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture." This is what we need to remember. We are His people. We are the sheep of His pasture. And of course, we could spend a long time simply talking about creation. And it's the very theme of the beginning of the Word of God. But also, as we have already been singing about and thinking about, we need to remember Jesus Christ on each and every Memorial Day, each and every first day of the week. And in the song that we just sang, thinking about the Father's love. Think about it. I want you to look at the words of that song again in number 448. How deep the Father's love for us. How vast beyond all measure. That He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss. The Father turns His face away. As wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon the cross. The only way we can do that is in memorial, looking back, just like we weren't in those battles at D-Day and other places and that we read about and we think about. We can go back there in our mind. We can think about it and behold those sacrifices. But the same is true when it comes to the Son of God. We were not there, but we can still behold the man upon the cross through the Word of God. My sin upon His shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held Him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom. We're not saved because of our own goodness or greatness or wisdom. That's the point He's making. But we will boast in Jesus Christ, His death, and resurrection. And that needs to be brought back to our mind regularly each first day of the week. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart. His wounds have paid my ransom. And really, perhaps one thing that has been gained from this time that we have been separated from one another is the beauty and the value of such a simple memorial as what we have partaken of here this afternoon. Who would think that one little piece of bread and one little sip of juice of the grape could hold such meaning? But only to the child of God can we understand the greatness and the beauty of this memorial that brings us back to this rich sacrifice that was given on our behalf. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 8 says, remember Jesus Christ. What day is this? It's a day of memorial, a day to remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, descendant of David, according to my gospel, for which Paul said, I suffer hardship even to the imprisonment as a criminal, but the word of God is not imprisoned. So again, his words still ring today. Remember Jesus Christ. Then when we go over to 1 Corinthians, if you'll turn your Bibles there to the 11th chapter, where Paul, in thinking about the observance of the Lord's Supper, there in verse 23 beginning, says, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. This is when he sets up this memorial. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he come. Not only are we remembering ourselves what has been done on our behalf, but we are proclaiming to the world our belief in this Savior and the fact that He will indeed come again. But not only are we to remember that we are created by God, not only are we to remember this great Savior and the tremendous price that He paid, but we also are commanded to remember God's Word. When you go back to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, if you'll open your Bibles there, read with me beginning in verse 1. He said, moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel, which I preached to you, which also you received and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, notice, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain.
For I delivered to you, first of all, that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. All right, so what He is telling us here is these facts about our Savior, His death and burial and resurrection, the gospel of Christ, are the words that will bring salvation to our souls. If we keep in memory, Paul said, what I have preached to you. What are we to remember? The Word of God, the pure, unadulterated Word of God inspired by the Holy Spirit that has the power to bring back to our mind what we are to remember and has the power literally to save our souls. When you turn in your Bibles to Psalms again, Psalm 103, read with me there in verse 17 and 18. He said, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear Him, and His righteousness to children's children, to such as keep His covenant, and to those who remember His commandments to do them. This is a memorial day because the Word of God is to be brought to our mind. We're to be reminded of it. We're to bring it to memory and never to forget it. And I think there are any number of reasons why we need God's Word in our heart. We need to have it in our heart and in our mind. Number one, you need to remember the Word of God. When you are depressed with the cares of this life, and when you at times may feel like you simply cannot go on, you need God's Word and the power of it to help you through those difficult times. When you go to Hebrews, the 13th chapter, reading with me there in verse 5, he said, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For He Himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. We need that. There are times in our life when we're down, we're struggling, we're hurting, we may feel alone, we may feel desperate, and He says, He gives us this promise to bring back to our mind, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what can man do to me. Remember those who rule over you and have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. He's telling us to keep the Word of God in mind. Keep the precious promises of God in our mind, knowing that we're going to need that at times in our life. We need to remember the Word of God when we try to live right and we fail. And it's not if this will happen, it's when it happens. But when that happens, we need God's Word again above all. In Psalm 119 and verse 11, David recorded these words when he said, your Word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. The Word of God is the greatest, most powerful instrument for man on the earth that is given to us by the Holy Spirit. And it's there for times like this, when we're struggling and we're not able, or we find ourselves not doing what is right, the Word of God is the power of God unto salvation. We need to remember the Word of God when we feel the temptations in life so strongly working against us, and that we feel that we are going to be overcome and that we cannot overcome temptations. Once again, we need to be brought back face to face to the Word of God and its power to help us in times of that nature. Words like in 1 Corinthians, again, there in chapter 10 and verse 13, where Paul wrote, no temptation has overtaken you such as is common to man. How many times have you thought, no one has faced what I'm facing? No one has ever had to deal with what I'm having to deal with. This verse says you are not unique. That what you're dealing with, others have struggled with. Others have had trouble with. But God's Word is there again to help us. These are common to man, but He says, God is faithful. Why do I need to worship God each week? Why do I need a Memorial Day every week? Because I need to be brought back to the reality and the remembrance that I am serving a faithful God who promises me that He will not allow me to be tempted beyond what is able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. No one can read that and say, I can't make it. I can't do it. It's not I cannot. It may be I will not. But it's the point here that the help is there. God is willing to again, help us through these times. And that needs to be brought back to our minds, to our remembrance on a regular basis. We need to remember the Word of God when you feel that no one before you has ever had to carry the load, the burden that you carry. Once again, we have help with that. We have promises from God that are in His Word that need to be brought back to our remembrance. John 19 and verse 17. Carrying His own cross. The text says, Jesus went out to the place of the skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. Here they crucified Him, with Him two others, one on each side and Jesus in the middle. There in John 19, 17 and 18. Now you talk about a load, a burden, one that no one else had ever borne like that. Think about what your Lord and your Savior did for you. Think about the burden falling under the weight of the cross after being scourged and beaten, after a sleepless night of mockery and trial. And all that was on Him. And Jesus bore that cross and went to Golgotha and died in our behalf. And therefore, we are reminded that He knows what we're going through, that we're serving a Savior who can sympathize with us, tempted in all points as we are, who's carried a burden bigger and beyond any that we can imagine. But where do we get that? We get that every Memorial Day, when we come back to the Word of God. Hebrews chapter 12 reminds us in verse 2, looking unto Jesus. When do we do that? Well, we can do it any day. We can do it any time we go to the Word of God. But it certainly should be brought back to us every Lord's Day. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider Him who endured such hostility from sinners against Himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your soul. When you're down, when you think you cannot go on, consider Him, is the message that we're told. Remember the Word of God when you think your contributions of time and energy for the kingdom of God are a waste of your time and energy, when you feel like that there's no reason for you to go on, remember the Lord then. We're told again in 1 Corinthians 15 in regard to all of the efforts that we put in serving God. Paul says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. When you feel like you want to give up, when you feel like you want to quit, that you're just spinning your wheels as a Christian, then you need to read this verse once again. It needs to be brought back to your mind. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Well, why, Lord? Give me a reason why, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Everything that you do in your service toward God is for a reason and a purpose and ultimately for eternal life. And we need to be brought back to that reality. We need to remember that each Lord's Day. When you feel that you have no influence, no real effect on the lives of others, you need to remember the Word of God. You need to remember what Paul also recorded in the book of Romans, the 14th chapter, and reading there in verse 7, where he says, for none of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself. If we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. Once again, life and death have so much more meaning, so much more purpose when we're talking about a Christian, a child of God, one that understands he was made by a great and powerful God, that he was loved by a Savior that died on the cross for him, that gives his life meaning and purpose, and that we have something to share. We have something the world needs. We have the knowledge of eternal life. We have the knowledge of this Savior and what to do to have the forgiveness of our sins. And we need to be sharing it with others, understanding that no one will be saved alone and no one will be lost alone. Influence is great and powerful, and we need to be reminded of that. When you need guidance, when you need protection, when you need comfort and hope and consolation, where do you turn? You need to turn to the Word of God. You need to remember the Scriptures. We're told in Acts 17 when Paul was in the city of on Mars Hill in the city of Athens, surrounded by the idols of the Gentiles, he was telling them about the one true God, the one they didn't know about. And in verse 28 of Acts 17, he said, "For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring." God takes care of us. God provides for us. We need to read and remember the Sermon on the Mount when he talks about the lilies of the field and their beauty and the birds of the air that God feeds and cares for regularly. And his promise there that we are much greater than all of these and that he's going to feed us. He's going to take care of us. He's going to provide for us. Philippians 4 says in verse 6, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ." And then in Hebrews 10 and verse 16, the writer said, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts and in their minds. I will write them." Then he adds, "Their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more." And that's one of the greatest statements of all that God gives us in his word. A way that our sins will be remembered no more. What is your burden this afternoon? Is it a burden of sin? Jesus himself said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." We need that brought back to our mind. Are you looking for rest? Are you looking for peace? Looking a way out of the anxiety? Do you feel that you cannot make it? You're ready to give up? On your own, you cannot and you will not. But with the help of your Savior, you can indeed make it. You can be saved. You can have eternal life. But it's only through the words of the gospel. You've got to hear it, believe it with all of your heart, be willing to repent of your sins, confess your faith in Jesus as the Son of God. As Romans 10 and verse 10 tells us, faith that leads us then to be baptized for the forgiveness of our sins, that our sins will be, as he promised here in Hebrews, remembered no more. Again, think about that. Do you need brought back to your remembrance regularly that all of the sins in your past, God has forgotten, he has forgiven, and will remember them no more? If you have not obeyed the gospel, all of those sins are being remembered. And you will face them on the day of judgment without, again, your faith and obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ. So yes, it is Memorial Day weekend. And so will next Sunday also be a Memorial Day for God's children. If you're here and not a Christian, or if you're one that has strayed and you are ready to give up, you find yourself back in the clutches of sin as a Christian that has gone astray, then won't you come forward also this afternoon? And let us pray with you and for you that God will take away those sins that you have fallen back into, and that He also will remember those no more. If you're subject to the invitation of our Lord, we invite you to come while we stand and sing to encourage you.